Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting sixth. The DH, Lonnie Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The first baseman, David Sehgi. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jack Voigt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The right fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Angel Miranda. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seitzer moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles takes first base on ball four. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson takes first base on ball four. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. There goes Nilsson. The throw from Hoyles to second, and Nilsson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui strikes out. One out. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voit hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin bunts towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards first. Segui settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive for a double. There's an error on the play. Valentin scores. Seitzer goes all the way around to score. Surhoff moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McLemore moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Segui settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin is hit by the pitch. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to second. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Surhoff trying to get to second. Voit throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Surhoff for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voit is 0-for-1 in the game. Voit hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Voit for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLemore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Nilsson hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Poole now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hamilton moves to second. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole spins and fires to second, with Ripken covering, and has Hamilton trapped. There's the throw to Hewlett, who tags Hamilton for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Surhoff is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voit is 0-for-2 in the game. Voit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Voit moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hewlett. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0-for-3 in the game. Jaha is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Valentin. Devereaux moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Devereaux moves to third. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.